Okay, hello. We'd like to share some thoughts today about the inyan of Haseba. We're learning Avi Psachim. You already learned in the Mishnah that Afilu Ani should be Yisrael Le'yachal HaShiyesev, that even the poorest person should not eat the night of Pesach without doing Haseba. And that is addressed more at length in the Gemara Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. So let's take a look at the Gemara there. The Gemara states as follows: Afilu Ani Shebi Yisrael Le'yachal HaShiyesev. That's a quote from the Mishnah Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. Itmar, we learned Matzah Tzarech Haseba. The Gemara is now going to delineate which of the activities Le'el HaSeder require Haseba and which do not. So the Gemara says Matzah Tzarech Haseba. Matzah needs Haseba. That means when one eats matzah, as we all know, he is supposed to lean while he eats. Mora ain't Tzarech Haseba. However, Mora does not need Haseba. And of course the Rashbam explains that matzah tzarech haseba kishoichol matzah shel mitzvah laila rishon kivnei choirin shuzeichel geula. When one eats the matzah, so he's meant to lean. He's supposed to lean because leaning is somewhat displays our feelings of freedom. And since matzah symbolizes the geula, we therefore are supposed to lean when we eat the matzah. However, murr ain't tzarech haseba. Murr does not require haseba. And that is because, as the Rashbam, Shehu Zeicher La'Avdus. Murr is a Zeicher La'Avdus. That means that it reminds us more of the Shibud Mitzrayim, of the fact that we were enslaved in Egypt, as opposed to the Matzah, which is meant to remind us of the fact that we actually left. It reminds us of the Exodus. Continues the Gemara. Yayin, so a third mitzvah that we're Mekayim the night of Pesach. Yayin, that's the four kaisis of wine, the four cups of wine. Itmar Mishmei Rav Nachman, it was learned, some learned in the name of Rav Nachman, they quoted Rav Nachman to have said that Tzarech Haseba, that the wine needs Haseba, meaning that when one drinks the four cups of wine, when one drinks wine the night of Pesach, he needs to lean. The Itmar Mishmei Rav Nachman, others learned in the name of Rav Nachman, ain't Tzarech Haseba. One need not lean while he drinks the wine. However, says the Gemara V'lo, even though on the surface that would appear to be a dispute between these two Lashonis, between those that learned Mishmei Rav Nachman that you need to lean, and it sounds like there are others who learned the exact opposite, the Gemara says V'lo Pligi, there's no dispute between these two opinions, because they're talking about two different sets of cups. Ha betarti kasi kamoi, ha betarti kasi basroi. Those that said that one needs to lean while drinking wine, we're referring to a certain set of cups, and the other ones were referring to another set of cups. Now the Gemara says that one of them was referring to the first two cups of wine, and the other opinion was referring to the last two cups of wine. But it's unclear as to which two require Haseba, which two one is supposed to lean while drinking, and which two do not require Haseba. Well, even on that, there's confusion in the Gemara. Amru lo lahai gisa. The Amr Lo Lahai Gisa. Some say, we explain it in one direction, and others explain it in the exact opposite direction. Meaning that there are some say that it's the first two cups of wine that require Haseba, and the last two cups of wine do not require Haseba. And others say the exact opposite. And the Gemara explains the logic behind each of these two opinions. Amr Lo Lahai Gisa. Trei Kasi Kamoi Boyo Haseba. One opinion holds that the first two cups require leaning while drinking them. It's at that point, remember that the Leil HaSeder is a reenactment of the process of the Exodus. So if we actually relive that experience, so the Gemara says, well, at that point, that's when while the first two cups are one is drinking those first two cups, that's when the first mentioning of the Exodus takes place. That's when the Cheirus begins that night, and therefore you have to lean, because if leaning is there to display our feelings of Cheirus, of freedom, then it should be done during the first set, the first two cups. However, Trei Kasi Basroi Lo Bo Haseba, the last two cups of wine do not require leaning. Why? The Gemara says, "My dahava hava, whatever happened, happened." That's something that already it's history. The fact that we are drinking the last two cups, we say halal, we say birkas hamazon, but it's after we already have experienced that exodus, and as such, doesn't need haseba. However, the Amru lo lahai gisa, others explain the exact opposite direction. Adarabba, Trei Kasi Basroi Bo Eseba. It's the last two cups of wine which require leaning, because Ahi Shaita the Kahav Yecheres. It's at that moment, it's at that point when we're actually free. However, Trei Kasi Kamoy Lo Bo Eseba. The first two cups of wine do not require leaning. The Akati Avodim Ayinu Ka'amar. We're still reciting the passage which begins with Avodim Ayinu, which refers to the fact that we were actually enslaved in Egypt. And therefore, if during that period, obviously the first two cups of wine are seen as a pair, and during that period we still remember the fact that we were enslaved in Egypt, we therefore ought not to lean while drinking those two cups. Now the Gemara then does a very interesting thing. So now we have a dispute as to whether the first two cups of wine specifically require haseba, and the last two cups of wine do not. And the other opinion understands that, no, that it's only the last two cups of wine which require haseba, and the first two cups of wine do not. The Gemara says, Hashta the itmar hachi. Now, says the Gemara, that we learned one opinion holds one way. The itmar hachi, we understand that there is one opinion that understands that we should lean during the first two cups of wine. The Itmar Hachi, we also have another opinion that believes that we should lean during the last two cups of wine. Says the Gemara, Idi v'idi bo haseba. Both sets require haseba. You have to lean while drinking both sets of cups, which is, of course, what we do, lahalacha. Everybody knows that at the time that when a person drinks every one of the four kaises of wine, he has to lean. Now, it's a pretty simple piece of Gemara. However, the Rishonim are bothered by the following question. We know that there's a rule when one has a doubt as to whether he's has fulfilled his obligation in something that's prescribed by the Torah. A d'oraisa. D'oraisa means a mitzvah that the Torah has commanded us to do. Person doesn't know, let's say a person is not sure, was he mekayim, did he fulfill his obligation of eating matzah the night of Pesach? So the din is safek d'oraisa l'chumrah. The halacha is that when a person doesn't know if he was mekayim his chiyuv, if he fulfilled his obligation or not, so he has to go l'chumrah, which means he has to be more stringent. He has to make sure that he did it and assume that he hasn't, and therefore go and eat matzah again, for example. However, safek d'rabbanan l'kula. If a person has a doubt as to whether he is properly being mekayim, fulfilling a rabbinic mitzvah, a d'rabbanan, then you go l'kula, which means that you have the right to be lenient. And that's a famous rule, Safek d'Rabbanan l'kula. And therefore, the question is, and the Ran asked this question, why is it that over here the Gemara does the exact opposite? The Gemara says that being that we have a dispute as to whether the first two cups of wine need haseba or the last two cups of wine, certainly neither of the opinions understands that you have to lean during the drinking of all four cups of wine. And yet we say that since we have two opinions, one says that you do it during the first two cups, and the other says you do it during the last two cups, we therefore require haseba by all four. Says the Ran, I don't understand. That's the Ran, we'll read it inside. V'hashta de'itmar hachi, de'itmar hachi, kulu bo haseba. V'afagav, even though the ba'al makayim alon ipcha, ordinarily, we paskin the exact opposite. The chol sfeik d'rabbanan l'kula. Whenever a person has a doubt, as we mentioned, a person has a doubt as to whether he's being mekayim properly or binder abonim, he has the right to be more lenient. Hacha, however, over here, the Ran says one teretz, which is a very simple teretz, is kivan hilad v'sidatirchehi. It's not a very difficult thing to do, and therefore, although ordinarily we say you have the right to be lenient, but it's not difficult to tell a person, instead of sitting upright when you drink your cups of wine, lean over on your left side. So Adina, Lerab Kadmil. It's not a hard thing. Maybe for us nowadays, maybe a little harder because we're not accustomed, we're worried about spilling the wine all over our kittles. But certainly in the earlier times, Hasebu was not a strange thing to do. It's a very easy thing to do. Just lean on your left side. Kach Pirshuzal. The Ram brings that down from earlier Rishonim. Then the Ran offers his own teretz, which is the subject of our discussion. The Lee Nearest says the Ran. Dal Karcha Boy Lemeved Haseva Bikulhu. He says you have to. The Ran tells us that the principle of Safik Durabana Lakula would not be applicable in our case. It's Al Karcha Boy Lemeved Haseva. It's not because it's easier to do. Rather, you must lean by all four, and we do not apply that principle of Safik Durabana Lakula. Why? Says the Ran, the inazal lekula, if we are to apply the principle of Safik Durabana Lakula as we ordinarily would, a mineko bahani femihani. First of all, says the Ran, then why should we be mako, why should we be lenient with one set of cups more than the other set of cups? In other words, there's one opinion that says it's the first two that you have to lean. Okay? And the other opinion argues. So you could be mako and not lean by the first one. But by the same token, you should be able to be mako and not lean by the last two. Says the Ran, okay, so your next question obviously would be, so then you should be lenient by all four and not lean at all. The Ineka B'Tervayu, says the Ran, HaMe'akra Mitzvah Taseva L'Gamri. If we are to allow you to be lenient with regards to all four cups of wine, as the din of Safik Durabana Lakula would ordinarily dictate, then you're going to have a problem because you will entirely uproot the Mitzvah Taseva. HaMe'akra Mitzvah Taseva L'Gamri. We cannot entirely uproot. The Ran is telling us a new dimension of the din of Safik Durabana Lakula. The Ran tells us that although ordinarily we have the right to be lenient when we're not sure if we properly have fulfilled our obligation with regards to a din Durabanan, but that is not true if the rule of Safik Durabanan will come and totally uproot the din Durabanan. Because after all, year in, year out, a person will be drinking these cups of wine. We know that the Rabbanan made a takana and they said that one should lean while drinking one of those two sets of cups. And therefore, if we will now, later on, based on this Gemara, apply the principle of Safik Durabana Lakula, we're going to have a problem. Because then nobody will ever lean, and we know that the Rabbanan told us to lean. So therefore, the Ran says that the din of Safik Durabana Lakula is inapplicable. Okay, so we now learn from this Ran that there's a tnai, there's a limitation on that rule of Safik Durabana Lakula. The Safik Durabana Lakula is only applied if that halacha does not get rid of the din Durabana. Now there's an interesting maramaka which we put on your source sheet. There's the Rambam in Hilchas Megillah. Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says as follows. He says, Eir shehi safek, ve'en yadua em hoysem u'kepes chayma b'mois Yeshua b'nun oy acherken. We all know that in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, Chazal were misaken. They gave us the mitzvah to lane the Megillah, to read the Megillah on the 14th day of Adar. However, any city that has walls around it and was a walled city during the time of Yeshua ben Nun, the din is that they read the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. As we all know, that's what we call Shushan Purim. And here in Yerushalayim, people, all of Yerushalayim actually reads on the 15th day. Now the Rambam is addressing a scenario in which it's not clear if that city had walls from the time of Yeshua ben Nun or not. Irshi Safik, ve'en yadua im hoysam ukefes chayma b'mois Yeshua ben Nun oy achrekin. We don't know if the wall was erected during the times of Yeshua ben Nun or subsequently achrekin hukva. Karin b'shnei hayam. The Rambam paskins that city, since it's a Safik, has to read on both days. Shehein arba aser v'chamisha aser v'leleim. Has to read on both days. Now, the obvious question, it's the same question. The Rambam is basically doing the same thing as our Gemara does by Dalit Kaisis. The Rambam says that although it's, we know this is a rabbinic mitzvah, the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, obviously, it was not mentioned in the Torah, it's something that happened in the time of Mordechai and Esther. Now, nevertheless, the Rambam says that the din is that when there is a suffix as to whether when there's a suffix, which type of city you're living in, if the city, it was walled from the time of Yeshua Ben-Nun, and therefore it's Chiyuv, the obligation is to lane, to read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar, or to read on the 14th, you have to read on both days. The Sefer Mishnah Melech, which is a Sefer written on the Rambam, comments, he brings down a comment of the Ran in Megillah. We just read something that the Ran tells us here in Pesachim, and the Mishnah Melech is going to quote us a Ran that disagrees with the Rambam's Psak with regards to Mikra Megillah, and is going to ask that this Ran is contradictory to the Ran that we just read in Perek Arvi Pesachim. He quotes, because of Ran v'zel l'shanu, l'inyan ayyaris ha-mesupakis, im he mukafis chayme mimoyt yishov v'nun oloi, ho-yira ga'inim shahokha behen achar roi v'ayyaris. You have to go after the majority. That's another rule in the Torah, that you go after the majority. Sh'arubin einim mukafis chayme v'karim v'en v'yodal. He says, v'oid, however, he says another comment, Sha'afil Tarmish Shu Suffolk Shuckle, even if we wouldn't have this principle called Roy, there wouldn't be majority rules, even if it would be an even question. Some cities have walls from the time of Yeshua Ben-Nun, some don't. What do you do? He says, Havali Suffolk Shel Divrayim. It is a Suffolk Drabbanan. It's not a Suffolk Deraisa. Ulakula. Vinimsa Poitre Bishneim. He says, we cannot apply the principle of Suffolk Drabbanan Lakula, but we met with Vada in Mikra Megillah. So the Ran makes it clear that we have the same conflict in that case as we do in the case in Arvi Pesachim, but he has a different conclusion. What the Ran says is that since if you were to apply the principle of Safik Darabana Lekula, the result will be that the people in that city will not have read Megillah at all. He says, Lefikach, therefore, Kari Berishan Upater B'Sheni. Therefore, what you do is you read the Megillah on the first day, meaning Yudalid, the 14th day of Adar, and you don't read the Megillah on the 15th. It says later on in this piece, the Mishnah Melech asks a question from our Ran. Okay, and that's in the section that begins with Ach Mashiyesh Li Ledaktik. I'll read it to you. Ach Mashiyesh Li Ledaktik B'Divrei Aran Halolu. Asks the Mishnah Melech. He says, I understand. The kibud lemetzina lememer the havelay suffik shel divreim ulakula mishum the imkain after purtu b'shneihem umevatu mimenu mikra megillah. He says, since kibud lemetzina lememer, it's impossible to say that because it's a suffik divreim, since it's a suffik abonin, we are lenient, because if we were to apply that principle, then the result will be that the people in that city will not have read the Megillah at all. Umevatu mimenu mikra megillah in Cain. Then what we should do is obligate the people in that city to read the Megillah on both the 14th and the 15th. The Maichaz is the Neka of a Tezvav, Fame Yudalit. Why should you be more lenient on the second day on Tezvav more than on the 14th? Says the Mishnah Melech. We know that the Ran himself uses that line of reasoning, as we just learned in Arvi Pesachim. Aran atzma b'perek Arvi Pesachim, Allah de'ahi de'amrina, v'hashta de'itmer hachi ve'itmer hachi kulu tzarech haseva. The Ran himself, in Perek Arvi Pesachim, on the Gemara which says that since we have two conflicting opinions, one which says that you have to lean during the first two cups of wine, and the other which says that you are to lean during the last two cups, Kulu Tzricha Seba, on that, the Ran writes, as we read before, the Afagav de Ba'alma Kaimalan Ipcha, even though ordinarily we paskin the exact opposite, the Chol Sveka de Rabbanan Lekula, Mikol Makam, Hacha Bo Lemevede Seba Bekulu. Here we have to lean, you have to do a Seba on all four. The Ineza Lekula, if you're going to take the principle of Sveka de Rabbanan Lekula, and my Neko Bahani, Femehani. Why should you be Neko more with one set of cups more than the other set? The E Nekel B'Torah Vayhu, says the Ran, if you're going to be Nekel, if you'll be lenient with both sets, Ham Me'akara Mitzvah Zaseva Legamri, Ad Kan, says the Mishnah Melech, Lofi, Mashakos V'Ran B'Megillah, Hachanami, Gabi Aseva, Havalei,
Moimer she yase seba betray kamoi dafka. The Mishnah Berurah says, I don't understand. Pick your, take your pick. Either what the Ran ought to say is he should change his position with regards to Mikra Megillah. He should say that what you do is read the Megillah both on the 14th of Adar and on the 15th Adar, just like the Ran in our case says that you have to lean by all four cups of wine. Or the Ran should change his position in Arvi Pesachim and say that you should lean with the first two cups of wine, and then with the second two cups of wine, you should apply the principle of Safi Darbana Lekula. So what's the difference? That's a theory contradiction that the Mishnah Lamelech asks the Divrei Haran. Answers the Mishnah Lamelech. V'nirit, the Yesh L'chalik. Mishnah Lamelech wants to say that there's a distinction between these two cases. So there's a difference between when the subject of our suffix, the focal point of the suffix is the takanas chachamim. We want to know when were the rabbanim misakin. For example, haseba. When did they say they have to do haseba? The oz kedei shalei te'akir takanasim sarach lekayim b'chol mai de'efshir shetiknu. When you have a suffix about a takanas chachamim, about the very takanas chachamim, how did the Rabbanan prescribe the din of a seba? Did they say it on the first two cups of wine or on the last two cups of wine? Then, in order that the takana shouldn't become uprooted, you have to be mekayim as much as you can. B'chol mai de'efshir shetiknu. Going to miss is a seba. For example, it's a seba. The iamir, if we are to say the dafka kamoi tzrichi, that is, if we are, let's say theoretically, we were to assume that the Rabbanan told us that it's only the first two cups of wine that you have to lean while drinking. So he says, "Intim tzeloimer the takanas chachamim hoisa." I'm sorry. The iamar the dafka kamoi tzrichi. If we later, in other words, if we're going to paskin, we tell the person, somebody comes in front of us and asks us, "When should I lean?" Well, if we tell him only lean while drinking the first two cups of wine, then we have a problem, because "Intim tzeloimer the takanas chachamim hoisa b'kasi basroi." If we are to assume that the chachamim on the tzad, that assuming that the chachamim were misaking, they told us to lean while drinking the last two cups of wine, nimtza shenizbat l'takanas chachamim mikol v'chol. Then it will turn out, imagine, had the Rabbanan actually said, remember, we have a suffix, we don't know when the Rabbanan said to lean. Now, had the Rabbanan actually said to lean while drinking the last two cups, and we're going to go tell this fellow, okay, lean during the first two cups, then it comes out that that which the Rabbanan prescribed will never ever be mekuyim. That means that nobody will ever do what the Rabbanan had originally said to do. V'chein ipcha. And so to the opposite. If the Rabbanan actually did say to lean during the first two, and then we tell the guy, go and lean during the last two cups of wine, then the Rabbanan's din will never be enacted. Nobody will ever be mekuyim the din that the Rabbanan prescribed. Avo gabi Megillah. However, by Megillah, the takanas chachamim b'mkamen meres. It's not as if the Rabbanan's mitzvah of reading the Megillah will never have expression. People all over the world are laying the Megillah on the days that they're supposed to. People in the unwalled cities, places where it's clear, were not walled during the time of Yeshua ben Nun, they read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. And people in the cities where it's clear that they're supposed to read it on the 15th, they lay on the 15th. That's what the Mishnah says. Takanas chachamim b'mkamen meres. That takanas chachamim is b'mkamen meres. It stands in its place, meaning that nobody ever uprooted that din itself. Ella, the yesh k'tzas ayaris. There are some specific cities, shemusu pakas, be'ez ayam yiku. They don't know which day should they read the Megillah. So nehi the lo mahani time of the suffix shall divrayem l'poitcher mikol v'kol. Even it's true. Nehi the lo mahani time of the suffix shall divrayem l'poitcher mikol v'kol. You cannot apply the principle of Savik Darabana Lukula and say that you shouldn't read the Megillah on Yud Dalet, and then when it gets to Tezvav, the 15th of Adar, you shouldn't read the Megillah then either. But Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Hecha the Kar of Yud Dalet, once you already read the Megillah on the 14th day of Adar, Mahani Taima, the Savik Shaldarayan, Lupartra Mikriya B'Tezvav. Then the fact that you already read the Megillah on the 14th day of Adar allows us to say, you know what? It's possible that you already have fulfilled your obligation. Savik Darabana Lekula now kicks in. We have the right to say that you're not obligated to read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. So again, the Mishnah Lamelech is trying to draw a distinction between when the rule of Savik Darabana Lekula finds itself uprooting a mitzvah d'rabbanan entirely, such as in the case of Heseba. If we are to apply the principle of Safek d'rabbanan l'kula, what will automatically happen is that nobody will ever lean when the d'rabbanan said that you should lean. And therefore, we have to require you to lean whenever you can, during all four cups of wine. However, when that is not taking place, such as in the case of Mikra Megillah, where it's only a specific case, it's not the entire Jewish population which will now end up not reading the Megillah when Chazal said they were supposed to. There's one city that doesn't know. So we're not uprooting a Takanas Chacham. That's what the Mishnah Lel says. We're not uprooting a Takanas Chacham. So then it's like any other case where you can apply the principle of Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula, and therefore, he says, you can't say Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula to allow these people not to read the Megillah at all, because there's definitely some time that they have to read the Megillah. But once they read on the 14th day of Adar, we have the right to apply the principle of Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula and absolve them of their obligation on the 15th. And that's why he says that the Ran paskins with regards to Megillah that they read on the 14th and not the 15th, as opposed to by Heseba, where the Ran himself says to lean by all four cups of wine, like the Gemara says, and gives the answer that he does. Now, an interesting address I actually found is a question asked on this Mishnah Lamelech by the Sefer. Interestingly enough, the Sefer Bnei Yisachar, for those of you that know, the Bnei Yisachar is actually a Sefer of Chassidus. It was written by the Tzvila Melech of Dinov, and most of the Sefer focuses on more esoteric Jewish thought. He does have parts of the Sefer that he devotes to discussions in the simple Pshat, and if you have this source sheet in front of you, it begins from the Al Ikr Tam Haran. This is the Mishnah Lamelech is focusing on the Mishnah Lamelech's the Bnei Yisachar. I'm sorry, is focusing on the Mishnah Lamelech's question and answer. So he brings down Al Ikr Tam Haran. He brings down the Mishnah Lamelech's question and his answer. And I'll start from if you have the source sheet in front of you, there is about 11, 12 lines down. There's a dot in the middle of the line, and it says v'tiritz. V'tiritz harava gon hanal v'loy damya. It's not similar. The bishlam mebedalit kaisis with the four cups of wine. Afilu emnavet haseva the kamoi efshed lo tiknu rak v'basroi. Even if we tell the person to lean during the first two cups of wine, it's possible lo tiknu rak v'basroi that they only required a person to lean during the last two cups. In the entire world, nobody will ever fulfill the obligation of a saber properly. It's not as if the entire world will not fulfill the obligation of reading the Megillah. It's only with those particular cities. So he understands that that's what the Mishnah Melech answered. I can't go. The Liyah Cotton, the Var Tumun, says, I don't understand the distinction that the Mishnah Lamelech is attempting to draw between the case of Megillah and the case of Dalit Kaisis. He says, in Cain, if you're willing to say that this rule of worrying about the Takanas Chachamim being entirely uprooted doesn't apply to the case of Megillah, he says, in Cain, Nifter Legamri Hayar Samasupakas, Kedin Safek D'Rabbanan B'chol Makom. He says, I don't understand. Do you apply the principle of Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula to that city, or do you not? If you have the right to apply the principle of Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula, and the reason, says you, the Mishnah Lamelech, the reason is because it doesn't entirely uproot the Takanas Chachamim, because the rest of the world will be reading the Megillah, and it's only this city that is going to be affected, well then, if that's true, so then apply it fully. The Din Safek D'Rabbanan should dictate that you don't read at all. If you're worried about the fact, like the Mishnah Lamelech himself says, that you're worried about the fact that that city will not read the Megillah at all, that shouldn't bother you, because you said that Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula, as long as somebody in the world, the rest of the world, will be be mekayim, will fulfill the obligations that the Rabbanim prescribed, so then you have the right to go ahead and apply their principle. So then you shouldn't read it at all. So the imishim the ma'akatakanos from the gamamim, her loy ma'akim mekol olam, it's not going to uproot the mitzvah from the rest of the world. Val karchach tzarich loy, the kavdinan shaloy te'akatakanos chachamim, va'filu miyachidim. Obviously, you agree that we are makbid. We insist that shaloy te'akatakanos chachamim, that the takanos chachamim is not allowed to be uprooted even from individuals, meaning even from that one specific city. In Cain, Mechaveh B'Yodal R'Tezva. So then we should obligate them to read both on the 14th and the 15th. The Imyikru B'Yodal, because if they only read on the 14th, Efshar Tzrichem Lukas B'Tezva, Alpit Takanas Chacham, maybe they should be reading on the 15th. U'Me'afit Takanas Chacham L'Gamer Mehem. So that's his question on the Mishnah note. Meaning, he says, I don't understand. So he asks a question which we call Mimonipsha. He says, I don't understand, take your pick. Either you apply the principle of Savad Yarbana Lakula to that specific city, or you don't. Now, your reason for wanting to apply the principle of Savad Yarbana Lakula is because you say that it doesn't affect the rest of the world, and therefore it's not going to uproot the Takana. Well, if that's true, then you should apply it as it ordinarily is applied. And the way it ordinarily is applied is to absolve these people from their obligation entirely. Elamai, says the Bnei Yisrael, you obviously have a problem with absolving them entirely from their obligation. If you have a problem with absolving them entirely from their obligation, then you should do exactly what you do with a Seva and require them to read on both days. That's the Bnei Yisrael's question. To be honest, I don't know if the question is a refutation, the teretz of the Mishnah Melech, because we could say that this is true, that we're concerned with causing somebody, if we know Vada, if we know the 100%, somebody is not going to fulfill his obligation, then we cannot apply the rule of Savad Yarbana Lakula. And in the case of Megillah, we know that if we tell them don't read at all, we know automatically that these people are certainly not going to fulfill their obligations of Mikra Megillah at all. Therefore, we cannot absolve them from their chiyuv both days. However, this new concept that the Mishnah Melech introduces doesn't apply to Yechidim. Meaning, the new concept that he introduces is that if it's possible that a Takanas Chachamim will be totally uprooted, that if the possibility exists, he says, then we can't apply it at all. And therefore, with regards to Seva, we have to tell everybody, we got to be careful, because it's possible, if we apply the principle at all, then Takanas Chacham is totally out the window. Because if we tell you to lean during the first two cases, then and in actuality, the Rabbanan told us during the second two cases you should lean, then we've automatically caused the Rabbanan's words not to have any expression whatsoever. That's with regards to Seva. But with regards to Mikra Megillah, that's not going to happen. If we tell them to read the Megillah on one day, let's say we pick the 14th day, then we know that it's not a sure thing that these people will not fulfill their obligation. And it's also not a sure thing that the Takanas Chachamim itself has been uprooted, because in the rest of the world there are people who are going to be reading on the proper day. So neither problem do you have. You don't have the problem of the Takanas Chachamim itself being affected, because you have people in the world that are reading. And you also don't have the problem of this particular city not fulfilling their obligation at all, because it is quite possible that they did fulfill their obligation. And therefore, the Mishnah Melech feels that it's enough to say that if you read on the first day, we can absolve you from your obligation the second day.